The following close-up feature is part one of a two-part series interview with Mitchell High School principal Jack Brooks. The subject, students at risk of dropping out. Part two of the interview will air tomorrow at this same time. This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on our program for today is Jack Brooks. Mr. Brooks is with Mitchell High School. He's the principal over at Mitchell High. An initiative by the North Carolina General Assembly to help improve high school graduation rates in the state has resulted in the awarding of some 60 groups some $7 million in state grants. Mitchell High School is one of those recipients. The grants range in size from $25,000 to $150,000, and they were awarded to school systems, schools, agencies, and nonprofit organizations. More than 300 groups applied for the grants. Mitchell High School was awarded a grant of some $95,000. And Mr. Brooks is with us today to talk about that grant. Before we get to the grant itself, welcome to our program, sir. Would you address the issue of dropouts in our community and in the state?
I'd be glad to. I think the state of North Carolina has begun considering that we cannot continue to afford students making the choice of dropping out of school because of our economy, because of the support that we need in the local economy in particular. We have to address dropouts within the school. One of the things that's happened in the past 10 years is tremendous emphasis on having a report card that indicates a lot of information about the schools across our state. One of the most important numbers that's been shared over the past 2 years is what's referred to as a cohort graduation rate. Again, it's a cohort graduation rate, and basically what they're considering is the students who enter high school at the ninth grade year. They would like to see what percentage of those students are still with us and who graduate at the end of 4 years. Now, they're reconsidering the four-year measure. They're wanting to ultimately look at that as a four-year, five-year, and six-year plan to look at students who are graduating from high school. And part of the reason for that is because it's important for us to note that if a student does fall behind for any reason, that we're continuing to provide them with an education, so we're trying to keep them in school. Typically in North Carolina over the past 10 years, the average cohort graduation rate has only been about 65% as a state average. Mitchell High School, Mitchell County, has been right in that average. Our two-year cohort graduation average was almost 66%, 65.7%. So we're not very different from the state. Actually, we were a little better last year than the year before last because we began focusing on this. But if you think about it, for every 100 students entering high school, that means that roughly 34 students are not making it through at graduation. And that's a tremendously large number. We cannot, you know, afford to have that many students who are not fully educated and fully active within our society. Having said that, the state of North Carolina, especially through the General Assembly, worked this past year to develop a grant system to look at some different possibilities, different solutions across the state to this issue of dropouts. And rather than this coming through Department of Public Instruction, our legislature felt like it needed to be something that they themselves initiated and put funding behind. Having said that, they began making these applications available in the fall, and Mitchell High School was fortunate to partner with communities and schools to look at a grant that's a little bit different from most of the grants that have been proposed that we're aware of.
How different is the grant?
Rather than focusing specifically on academic issues within the school, one of the things that we found in researching our own dropouts, looking at the reasons that the students were dropping out, had to do with grades, attendance, and behavior-type issues. But as we considered that, one of the things that we looked at within our own program was to consider that those are actually not the reasons for a student dropping out. There had to be something behind why they were not getting good grades, why they were not attending school regularly, why there were additional disciplinary problems. So what we chose to look at is how can we reach the root of the problem. And oftentimes what we discovered is that there were needs that students had that were well outside the school, that there were behavioral issues that stemmed from problems at home perhaps, sometimes there were substance abuse problems. There were need for additional counseling beyond what we can normally provide in a school setting. Sometimes there are needs that are based on economic issues within the home that, you know, funds are needed for things, working with the Department of Social Services, for example. So we needed someone to look at the coordination of services outside the school with what we're doing in the school, and it's above and beyond what we typically are able to handle within administrative or counseling jobs at our school. So we wanted to look at something that involves the community as a whole to partner. That's where we got the idea of looking at this grant, and that's the basis of the current grant.
This concludes part one of our close-up feature with Mitchell High School Principal Jack Brooks. Part two of our interview with Mr. Brooks on students at risk of dropping out will air tomorrow at about 6:45 a.m. and at about 12:30 p.m. here on WTOE. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.